Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Agent rulers offer the blood of the people of Yemen as cheap commodity. What they do is absolutely terrible. Translated. On Sunday, August 29th, 2021, a violent explosion rocked a gathering on the 3rd Brigade in Al-Anad camp in Lahaj governance in the south of the country. The death toll of the explosion was 30 people. The bodies of some of them were charred due to their proximity to the epicenter of the explosion. And 106 wounded. Their wounds vary according to what was announced on Monday, the 30th of August, 2021, by Qasim Buhaiba, Minister of Health in the government of Ma'in Abdul Malik. Some media outlets had reported that the explosion in Al-Anad camp was preceded by hearing a drone in the sky of the explosion area. This tragic incident comes to add regrettably spilled blood to the rivers of blood and are still being offered in the arena of frantic struggle between the Western colonial countries to win their country with men of great strength, an important position, and abundant resources. There is no she-camel for the people of Yemen in the international conflict over it, and there are no camels except for the loss of their souls and the spread of the hatred among them, and the continuation of the colonial influence on the land of faith and wisdom. And its people are fully aware of the saying of the Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, which was narrated by Ibn Abbas. He said, when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, looked at the Kaaba and said,
مرحبًا بك من بيتٍ ما أعظمك وأعظم حرمتك ولا المؤمن أعظم حرمة عند الله منك.
Welcome, O home, how great you are and how great your sanctity is. And the believer has greater sanctity with Allah than you. Narrated by Al-Bayhaqi and Al-Shab. Today, local forces participate in shedding one another's blood and other regional ones that were plunged into the conflict to serve the Anglo-American conflict over Yemen. And whether this or that party carried out this attack, in the beginning and in the end, the blood of the Muslims is shed at the hands of Muslims. Instead of holding onto the rope of Allah that He commanded us under the ruling of the man who leads us by the book of Allah and the sunnah of His messenger, who fought those who agitate murder in our ranks, and we are divided and fighting among ourselves. Lawlessness and subsequent crimes in the areas under the control of the agent forces of Hadi and the transitional regime, and on the other hand, the security terrorism and subsequent injustice and humiliation of people in the areas controlled by the agents of the Houthis. All these tragedies are borne by despicable rulers in the north and the south of Yemen. So the people of Yemen just take their hands and break them and break the foreign hand that is strongly extended in the country due to these rulers, and then support their region by implementing it in a state led by people who have sincerity and awareness. This incident comes to sadden the hearts of the people of wisdom over the blood of their children, which has been spilled, and they're in an international conflict over their country. The Al-Anad camp, which was targeted by the explosion, was reached last July by U.S. forces to continue their previous activities there as an airbase in the war against Islam under the guise of terrorism after they left their base in Al-Djibouti in 2015. O people of the country of faith and wisdom, Hizb al-Tahrir has always been keen to address the call to you after the call, in it revealing the consequences of turning away from the rule of Islam and turning away from the Sharia commands of you. And Hizb al-Tahrir reveals to you the plots of your enemies and names them to you by name and guides you to that which contains the good of this world and the bliss of the hereafter by returning to the rule of Islam by establishing the second Khilafah al-Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of prophethood, in which you will return to your senses and you turn to your Lord and appease Him by following His commands and avoiding His prohibitions, so He may remove His wrath from your actions and replace it with familiarity and love among you, and the preservation of souls and the cessation of flow of blood and security after fear. Is there anyone who is ready to protect the blood from shedding?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.